Folks, I've been out traveling the country for the last couple of months doing this solo show, and I've pretty much gotten it figured out which audience I'm attracting with this solo show. I feel like this solo banjo program is bringing out a lot of bachelorette parties, but also a lot of diehard banjo players, a lot of banjo fans, a lot of banjo players, a lot of strict banjo purists coming to see my show. And if any of you here in the audience today at the festival kind of fall into that category, I want to provide some context for you before I start this next song, if you don't mind. This is a guitar, and everything is going to be okay, I promise. Well, folks, for the first time in my life, I'm the best singer on stage. Yeah, I really rose to the top. I worked hard for this. Yeah, none of us saw this. I didn't see this coming. You didn't see this coming either. And so, in preparation for this project, I reached out to a few friends of mine who are much better singers, and I said, hey, I'm doing this solo show, and I'm going to be singing. Do you have any pointers for me? And they said, Noam, calm down. It's not that big of a deal. The key to singing, it's all about finding the right material. You just need to find material that suits your voice. I thought, all right, well, my voice has been described as funerary, so I better find some material that suits my funerary voice. And so I went back through the bluegrass songbook, country music songbook, and I listened anew to all this classic material, trying to find some music that would suit my voice. And I was pleasantly surprised that the bluegrass songbook is just chock full of songs about death, destruction, pain, and heartbreak. In fact, to my ears, it almost seemed like the more suffering, the better the song. I found some murder ballads that I thought were pretty good. I found some double murder ballads that were just awesome. And so it became my mission to find some material that would have some serious bang for its buck in that department, and I feel like this next number offers an extraordinary funerary value. It's called The Wreck of the Old 97. How could you cheer for such a tragic event?